Everybody tells them to get older. Forget a lot of things that they used to know.
Well, but you would say, you said that how you said stout, you wouldn't...
Stout, you're just big, and you refer to people as being stout if they're large and heavy and healthy and strong, you know, just can lift a lot and just got a lot of stamina about them. They say they're stout.
But like butter or something.
You can be big and fat and heavy and all that, and still not be stout, you know, what we'd call, say stout.
But you said that you didn't like to hear that word. You didn't think it was good to talk about it in what way?
What about
butter and odor? And when butter got odor?
Oh, yeah, strong. We speak of it sometimes as being strong. That means it's just kind of sport, you know. It just don't smell good, you know. It just makes you... You don't have to talk about food like that, but sometimes you have to.
Would that be the same as being stout?
Well, it'd be the same thing as... You couldn't compare it with people in being stout. I don't know why they'd say butter's strong. It's a little strong. That just means it's getting a little old and not good. But it still, there's no comparison, I don't think, between that and a stout person.
Could you say a butter was stout then?
Oh, you could say it smells stout. You wouldn't say it's stout. You could say it smells kind of stout. But the people don't use that very much. Most of strong. No, I don't know if they say stout. But no, they don't say butter smells stout. They say smells strong. And when you say smells strong, that means it's just got a kind of a bad smell.
Well, if a person always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper, you'd say, well, he's mighty what?
Pleasant. Got a good personality, a pleasant.
What would that mean?
Well, it means just about what you said. You know, just in the beginning all the time and pleasant.
And what about a teenage boy who'd suddenly grown real tall, but he hadn't filled out? You'd say he was stumbling over something all the time. How would he look?
He's awkward. He's an awkward boy.
that'll happen
during all of them.
And so that would mean
awkward. Well, that means just like you said, just stumbling around and running over things and just care for nothing. Like, you know, they'd say he's awkward.
Well, if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all, you say, well, he's just a plain...
He's a plain nuisance.
Would you ever hear any other words there?
Well, I've heard a lot of words about that, but anyway, a lot of times you say a nuisance, you know, when he's just always into something and just doing something he shouldn't do, just a regular pest. You refer to him as pest and stuff like that, you know. Just refer to him as a lot of things.
Would it make any difference if it was a woman or a man, or could it be either one?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't think so, but it seems like you think of them boys more than you do girls.
And what about somebody who just never spend a cent?
They're stingy. That's what you speak of, men or women, anyone, being stingy.
Well, what about somebody who will pay you well if you work for them, but you really have to put out the work?
Well, they're. Well, let's see now. They pay you for your business, but they're.
Somebody who'll ask you.
They're thrifty. Thrifty and. I guess you say thrifty. And thrifty, do they expect full value for what they... Well, if they pay you, they expect you to pay it back in work, you know, full value, you know what I mean? Not just slop over the work and halfway work. Just do a good job.
What would you say about somebody who would ask you to do favors for him, but he... And you would do them, you know, but if you ask him to do something for you, he'd say, well, I have something else to do, you know. You wasn't too good about paying you back in your favors.
Well, you just speak very well of him. I don't know what you never said much anything about him.
Well, would you ever use the word common talking about a person?
Common?